Detroit, no one would answer my phone calls, and so I, yeah, ended up working a lot of awful retail jobs until I started doing comedy.
Same here. I'm a product of retail too. Yeah. Which one?
I worked at a Toys R Us, and then I managed a GameStop for many years.
No shit. Which one? I'm a product of GameStop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did. I've done them all because my first career path was to work my way up to be a district manager. And my wife at the time, when it came time to make the jump between either comedy or GameStop, she was like, you don't want to sell games when you're 40. And I was like, yeah, that's true. So she encouraged me to stick with comedy. But I did Pontiac, which was actually Westland. Not Westland. It was, what's on the other side of, I'm blanking on the, Waterford.
Waterford,
I did
okay.
Waterford. I did Bel Air. 8 Mile.
No fucking way. That's where I remember you from,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I did that. I took all the problem stores, and then I'd fix them up, and then I'd leave to another store, so I never got to experience the store.
Wait. I always worked in the problems. How have we never met?
We may have. I don't
know. Dude, 8 Mile. Where I'm from? 8 Mile. I worked at the Bel Air store. Then got transferred to...
I did Oakland Mall.
Roseville. I went to Roseville.
I did, that's the Hoover one?
Macomb Mall.
Oh, okay. I never did that one.
Okay.
But I know the people there.
And then, Super Problem Store, Cross Districts, went to Ypsilanti.
Oh, wow.
And then that little Ann Arbor annex next to the Barnes & Noble.
How long ago were you in Ipsy?
Like, all during college.
How long ago was that?
That was, let's say, from 2002 to 2006 in Ipsy. Okay. That whole little Ipsy circuit.
Was
Ipsy
Dana
and
there?
RV. Huh?
Was Dana there?
You know Dana?
I know Dana.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dana, if you listening,
Delirium
you got much love.
Bliss
Yes, on
Facebook?
The Facebook. Hit her up.
All right.
Yes, Dana. Yeah. I have caused that woman so many fucking problems.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who else you remember? You remember Sarah? What about Rob? I'm just naming people now at this point.
At that store?
Yeah.
I only know Dana by name, but I know other people by face and everything.
Oh, so. My God. How do we never...
I don't know.
Fucking strange world,
and
man.
And then I managed... it was funny because when I was at Bel Air, my ex-wife was always scared. She's like, I don't want anything to happen. And my last day there, there was a shooting in the parking lot. And then I went over and managed the store by Lakeside Mall, which was in like a shopping center right next to
exactly
a Quiznos and a Starbucks. That was the store I got robbed at gunpoint.
Hey, I got robbed at gunpoint too at the that is Gratiot and I'm blanking. Gratiot and Harper.
Okay.
Oh my! It was one of the times where it was like get out of here, but I realized that was funny.
Okay.
This is a real story.
Okay.
Guy came in the store, robbed us at gunpoint. Give me all your money, run through the thing, and he's looking. He's like, why aren't you scared? I'm like, look, it's not my money, huh?
Right.
Here, have it. And then he asked for, give me NFL 2K2 as well. And I looked at him. All right,
Madden's better.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, all right, whatever. He's like, what do you mean by that? Getting Madden. I mean, it's right there. I mean, they got the hit stick.
Right.
Then right after that, no bullshit, 2 days later, after all the rigmarole went down, cops came, got our statements and everything.
Uh-huh.
The guy who robbed the store
caught
me at my car
while
I was leaving. And he looked at me. I'm like, this is it. I'm thinking in my head, this is it. This
uh-huh.
He was like, dude, you right about Madden.
Oh,
that's it. That's
wow.
it. And then he looked back, like walked two more steps. Don't tell anybody about the robbery. And that's it.
Wow.
I've never seen him since.
Wow.
Oh my God.